توان بين لي توان بين نور. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنعم علينا بنعم كثيرة لا تحصى وأكرمنا بهداية الإسلام وهدانا إلى صراط مستقيم له الحمد في الآخرة والأولى وله الحمد ما أعطى وما أهدى وأنه هو رب الشعرى سبحان من إله عظيم سبحان من إله رحيم يغفر الذنوب ولا يبالي لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله بها نحيا وبها نموت وبها نوالي اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سور موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين. وقال تعالى أيضا وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. صدق الله العظيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى أعدت لعبادي الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. وقال اقرأوا يوم لا تخفى نفس عن نفس شيئا. صدق الله العليم. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. Many respected brothers, elders, friends in Islam. All thanks and praise be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector, helper, maker, breaker of whatever is in. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things with means, without means, and against means. Peace and salvation be upon our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to be the rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the entire human being and the entire creation of Almighty Allah subhanahu. And peace and salvation be upon family, companion, and upon every Muslim brothers and sisters who is following the Sunnah of beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, it's really happy and it's really pleasing to see that people are coming out to know about metaphysical things. Because the trend and our minds are in this era, normally it's programmed for the physical achievement, this worldly achievement and worldly valuable things and leisure and pleasure of this world. For example, if a company or a person wants to launch or introduce a new product, and he has put out a list and posters all over saying this is a product, the beauty of the product and the benefit, what you can get it, get out of it. And if they do an advertisement like that in net, in paper, or by leaflet, whatsoever, and every single person who aware of it and who can afford it, everybody will try to be there. Because you know the value. You know, if I purchase that. And likewise, the rich people who have money, they will try to negotiate with the person who is introducing and launching, who is the inventor of that, to be the sole authority to sell that product. And they will offer by millions and by billions, saying that, you give me the sole authority to distribute this product. Companies and rich over rich, not only from one country, from all over the world, people will come and we see that. But alhamdulillah, we are here today to listen and to understand and to know what is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us in Jannah. What is Jannah? Introducing Jannah. This was the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Introducing Jannah, what is the beauty of the Jannah? What is there? What you'll get there? So alhamdulillah, that means we still have some thirst that to reach there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us jannati who will enter Jannah without any reckoning. Alhamdulillah, now after our death we'll start from there, and day of Qiyamah, after the Mizan, Sirat, everything is over, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will divide the entire human being into three. The entire population from Adam alayhi salam up to last human being who still have to come, everybody will be divided into three. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that in Surah Waqi'ah. The first group called As-Sabiqoon, those who did compete in Iman, those who are first, those people when Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam came with the message from Almighty Allah, trust Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, believe Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and obey. Almighty Allah refers them as As-Sabiqoon. They are the people who are going to enter Jannah first. And Almighty continues the beauty and the in'am, the pleasure and the bounties what Almighty is going to give them. The second group called Ashabul Yameen. Ashabul Yameen, the companion of right side. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always when Almighty referred to righteous, good deed, bad deed, Almighty uses Yameen, right and left. Those who disobey Almighty Allah, Almighty refers them as the left, the companion of left side. The second group will be Ashabul Yameen. It's both this group, the first group and second group, both the group will enter Jannah. This is in day of Qiyamah. The third group, na'udhu billah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save all of us, the entire ummah, that is Ashabu Shimal, the companions of left side. Ashabu Shimal, this group will enter Jahannam, na'udhu billah. Now, the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the judgment, everything is over, now we have got our resolve, we have got our visa, we have got our ticket to enter the Jannah. Allahu Akbar. والسابقون, when they enter, the sabiqoon will be called from entire all the gates of Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِجَنَّةَ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَبْوَابٍ. For Jannah is 8 doors, 8 gates. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates, the size of every grade is a traveler. If you travel for 100 years, you'll be how long and how, what distance, that will be the size of every Jannah. The size of the gate of the Jannah, we are just entering the front of the gate. The size of that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's come in Bukhari Sharif, my ummah, 70 lakh or 70,000 people will enter Jannah at one moment, holding their hands together. Not behind each other, holding their hands together, they will enter Jannah, 70,000 or 70 lakh. Such a huge gate. For every gate, there is different name. Babu Riyan, the gate of Riyan. From this gate, the people who fast in month of Ramadan and during the year, this gate, the keepers of this gate and that gate will invite them. Udukhulu min babiha, udukhulu min babi. They will be proud. If a mu'min enters through their gate, they will be proud and they will invite them. Those who fast during the year, even in month of Ramadan, Ahlul Sawm, those who have the practice of fasting, the Babu Rayyan will invite them. Babu Rayyan will invite them and there will be a door gate called Babu Salah. Those who used to make, perform Salah, that Bab will enter, that gate will invite them, enter through me, enter to Jannah through me. The beauty of the gate, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the beauty it will be with gold and silver and filled with pearls and rubies. Allahu Akbar. Now we are trying. Those days our gates were in wooden and then it became iron. Now it's becoming white iron. So we are trying and we are modifying. We want to get that pleasure in this world. Our gate have to look beautiful. It should not get rust. So we try. The people who invent different things and they have stainless steel. But the gate of Jannah will be with gold and silver. And ruby, Allahu Akbar, first will be decorated with ruby. Now one riwayat is there, a Jannati will come. A person who went to Jahannam, and when he comes to Jannah, Almighty Allah, Almighty will put him to Jannah. When he comes to the gate, he will stand there for 1,000 years just looking at the beauty of the gate. The angels will tell them, enter, salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, peace be upon you. Angels will call them, but they're not prepared, they are in intoxicant looking at the beauty. Allahu Akbar, 1,000 years. So the riwayat, the ulama say 1,000 years, not 1,000 years of hereafter, 1,000 years of this life. Standing and looking and enjoying the beauty of it. And Babu Sawm, it is Babu Rayyan, Babu Salah, Babu Zikr, Babu Ilm. Ulama have different names, they have named it. Different names. Even in one narration says in Bukhari Sharif, who wrote the Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah says in Fathul Bari, for those who may zikr in the morning and evening, Babu Zikr, the gate of Zikr will invite them. And when this hadith was narrated, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was narrating this hadith, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nabi Allah, who will be called from all the gates? All the gatekeepers, who? Who will be called from all the gatekeepers, from all the gates? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr, I hope you will be the one. You will be the one who all the gates will invite. Because they will be proud. And what is the answer will be given to them when they come front of the gate? Just each day, now we see when we go for a function or for some seminars or whatsoever, there will be a person who is standing there and welcome you. Please welcome, make yourself home, don't worry, be comfortable. But the malaika will be there. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. When the people who fear Almighty Allah have been brought in front of the gate, Almighty say, you can't go, Almighty Allah will bring you there. سِيقَ يَسِيقُ, the word has been used, Almighty Allah will drag you there. You can't go there. Without the permission of Allah, nobody can go there. Almighty Allah will bring you. Hatta idha ja'uha, when they come there, futihat abwaabuha, all the gates of Jannah will be open, and a fragrance, in the tafsir it says, a fragrance comes in when a wind blows from Jannah. When the gates open, a wind blows from Jannah, he hasn't experienced that in his entire life. And he will remember for rest of his life which he stays in Jannah. And what had been said? وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, and gatekeeper will tell them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be upon you, peace be upon you. سِبْتُمْ, well done, well done. You have achieved. Congratulations, well done. فَدُخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, enter into Jannah, خالدين, you will never come out of it. Enter it, you will never come. There is no end for this Jannah. There is no end for this treasure. There is no end for this beauty. Udukhuluha. At that moment, hadith says, person will stay there for how many years? 1,000 years he was staying there and just enjoy the beauty. And then what he will say, in Jannah, when we speak, we don't speak nonsense there. Only praising Almighty Allah. Only praising Almighty Allah. Immediately the mu'min will say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدًا. All praise be to Allah, who has made his wa'da, his promise true. He's saying, this was the promise given in Quran. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was describing about this Jannah. وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. What is the Anbiya alayhi salam used to say? What is the wa'ada? You are the inheritors of Jannah. To work towards it, you are inheritors of Jannah. You will inherit Jannah. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. That is the best reward for the worker who was working here, who was striving here, who was doing it. And angel, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ. Angels will be surrounding them and calling them, come in, come in. It's only the beauty of the Jannah. Soon as you enter the Jannah, Allahu Akbar, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannah is made out of what? What is Jannah? Made out of what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mimma khuliqa al-khalq, qala minal ma' qulna al-jannah ma bina'uha, qala labinatum min zahab, wa labinatum min fillah, wa midatuha al-misku wal-za'ab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one brick will be for gold and another brick will be from silver. The gravel of Jannah will be the rubies and pearls. And the soil, the clay will be za'faran, saffron. And this is what was made of. Jannah is made of za'faran. And those who enter there, it will be said to them, yukhlad wa la yamut, tubla wa la tubla siyabuhum, wa la yafna shababuhum. What it is said to them, that enter here forever and ever. As ones who enter Jannah, nobody comes out of Jannah. Your clothes will never wear off. neither you will become old. And all over you see whatever the valuable thing, you cannot describe the Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described in a short form, say, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَعَتْ وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard that, nobody have heard about that, and nobody's mind ever imagined. That means whatever you imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you think, you can try and imagine and say, it's like this, it's like this, it is more than that. And what is the width of Jannah, the capacity of Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannah has 100 daraja. Fil jannati mi'atu daraja, ma bayna kulli darajatayn kama bayna sama'i wal ard. There is 100 ranks, 100 stages in Jannah. Between every stage, the capacity of this, ma bayna sama'i wal ard, as between the heaven and the earth. Between heaven and the earth, what a big amount. How huge it is. Allahu Akbar. Another riwayah says, every Jannah can contain the capacity of Jannah. It can contain the entire population of this world. From Adam alayhi salam till the last human being, till the day of Qiyamah, whoever is going to come, who came and went, entire population can be sitting there. That is the width of the Jannah. Now once you enter there, you are entered there, and when you go there, for every way, they give you a start, right? Before, when you go to a restaurant, they bring you a start. Before you eat your main meal, they give you a start. Allahu Akbar. Soon as you enter Jannah, it will be in the morning, your breakfast will be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was describing about Jannah. A Jew came in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, O Nabi Allah, Ya Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I inform you the bread of the Jannah? What you'll get? The breakfast? The bread of the Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, go ahead. He told. The Jew was replying and saying that it will be made out of earth. Made out of entire earth. You know, entire world, which part of the world is made out of the earth. And do you know what is the curry? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And they asked, and again you asked, shall I inform you about the curry of Jannah? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just go ahead. That it will be the liver. Fish liver, you'll the fish liver to eat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sadaqta, you have told the truth. You have told the truth. And then there's a question, it is made out of earth. Why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Almighty is giving us a bread which is made out of earth? Ulama karam explain, whatever we consume in this world, everything comes from the earth. It might be fruit, it might be the grain, rice, vegetables, everything comes out of earth. The earth contains all the taste. That means the bread what you're going to eat for the breakfast, it has all the taste what you have experienced in this world. Now we get this bread, which is made of raisin, they mix raisin and these kind of things, garlic bread, because you get a taste, garlic taste. Almighty will give us a bread for breakfast, it has all the taste. You want garlic, onion, vegetables, fruit, everything. And Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, and the hadith says, the size, the quantity, how the fish liver can be, 70,000 people can eat from one side. That is the size. 70,000 people can eat. It should be given for them for welcome. This is the breakfast. And who will be the waitress going around? Not this makeup, and it's made out of anything, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained in Holy Quran. In Surah Waqi'ah, Almighty explained, عَلَىٰ سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَ مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Soon as you go, soon as you enter Jannah, you'll be offered a high bed. It will be made of pearls, rubies, high bed, and you will be laying, and couches which is green color. Hadith says, the cover of those beds will be green color. Bukhari Sharif also says, and you will be facing each other. The bed you will be laying, it will be high, and you will be laying and facing each other. يَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانُ مُخَلَّدُونَ. Young boy, they will be going around you, keeping a tray with glasses which made out of gold, silver, decorated with pearls. And the first drink will be offered to you, the wine of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these youngsters will going around you and around you. They won't suffer you. They'll just keep that and go around. And Hadith says, a Jannati will look at the beauty of this youngster, this boy, and he will enjoy it for 100 years. Such a beautiful young boy, Almighty Allah's grace. Mukhalladun, they will be young, they won't become old. They are our waitress who's going around us. And once you consume or have that wine, لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون. It will never give you a headache and you will never become intoxicated. For the pleasure of this world, we are deprived from it. Allah says it's haram. It makes you, you know, go off. You do things that doesn't suit the human being. But the wine of Jannah, لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون. It will never give you a headache. It will never make you. وَفَاتِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. And the food. Whatever food you desire, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. Whatever you desire, the lowest rank of Jannati will be given option, tamanna, tamanna, tamanna. Desire, 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 Almighty will tell him 3 times. Right, Almighty will tell him, you desire whatever you want, you desire whatever you want. In the end, Almighty say, وَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ مَا تَمَنَّيْتَ. Whatever you desire, I have given. Whatever you want, you have. Allah, this is the lowest rank of Jannah will be given. And once you enter, and while you enjoying these things, the fruit, and وَفَاكِهَا وَلَحْتِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. The flesh, from whatever fouls the desire. Now what happened here, you got wildlife, you can't go and, you know, shoot these pelicans and flamingos and all this. They will lock you up. You can't enjoy. If you see a bird, it's a beautiful, beautiful bird, you feel like eating, you can't eat. But in Jannah, وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. Whatever bird, whatever meat or flesh you desire to eat, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And while you're eating and enjoying these things, the announcer will come out and say, what a beautiful announce. Allahu Akbar. The announcer will say, Ya Jannati, O Ahlul Jannah, the people of Jannat, they will say, Udukhulu min babiha. You have entered this bab, you have entered this place. Now, you give an elan. What is the elan? أنت صحو فلا تسقموا أبدا وأنت شبو فلا تبعدوا أبدا. It will be said, you be young, you will never become old. You will be in a good health condition, you will never become sick. You will be young and beautiful, you will never become, nothing will be end from this ni'mah. Whatever you desire, you then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply, أَنْتَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا. And you will be living here forever and forever, you will never die. This is the announcer comes and will give you the announcement. And then after this announcement, we'll be enjoying all these things, all the ni'mah, and the daraja of Jannah will differ. Allahu Akbar. In this moment, the Jannati will have a bit of sad. And Almighty Allah says, once you enter a different daraja, a lower rank of Jannati, you know what you'll get? You have 70,000 servants. 70,000 servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the lowest rank of jinn. And 700 wives. 700 wives and 70,000 slaves, servants. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the beauty of those servants and the beauty of those wives, Allahu Akbar. Nabi said, غَدْوَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ رَوْحَى خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا لَوْ أَنَّ إِمْرَأَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ اطَّلَعَتْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ لَأَضَاءَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَلَأَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا رِيحًا. الله أكبر. If a jannati, a woman, a hoor from jannat, come out for this world. If he just sighed, if she just looked, earth, لَأَضَعَتْ, the entire world will shine. Entire world will be filled with light. Not only that, لَمَلَأَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا رِيحًا, it will be filled with fragrance. These kind of servant Almighty Allah will give you. 70,000 servant and 700 wives. Allah. This is the beauty of Jannah. Once you enter there is a tent. It will be made out of pearl. It will be made out of pearl. And from every corner, there will be people, there will be women around you and just telling you salam and singing. Alhamdulillah. We'll carry on. Now we are in the bed. We are looking to each other. We are speaking to each other. And the beauty of the bed will be high. And soon as you see that, soon as you sit and enjoying that, you will enjoy the every enjoyment of Jannah for thousands of thousands. For thousands and thousands of thousands. And it will ask. Continuously it will ask. Angels will come. Arid, Arid, are you pleased? Are you pleased? Continuously angels will come around you and ask you, are you pleased? Are you pleased? What a beautiful Jannah. And we may think, such a big Jannah, why do we need such a big Jannah? The lowest Jannati will get, the size of lowest Jannati is 10 times bigger than this world. And imagine the highest Jannati, the Sabiqoon gets. The Sabiqoon, who is very close, they will be there, Jannah, the Jannatul Firdaus, which is known as Jannatul Firdaus, it will be closer to Arsh of Allah. They will always communicate with Almighty Allah. That is a great ni'mah, getting chance, opportunity to see Almighty Allah, that is the greatest bounty you will get in Jannah. So the highest rank people will be there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, what will be the difference? From one rank, if they look up, it will be like a shining moon. 14th night full moon, the Jannah will shine. Let us just think, such a beautiful Jannah, then what will be our condition? How pretty we will be? What is the handsome look we'll have? We'll look like him or like them? Will he have beard? And what is our sign? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Jannati will be 60 feet high. 60 feet, Adam alayhi salam's height. Adam alayhi salam was 60 feet. And then Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, another Sahabi asked, oh Nabi Allah, wouldn't it look a bit odd? is such a huge man. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, everybody will be the same size, so it won't look bad. And the jannati, the first jannati who enters, that means the sabiqoon, I say, those who are striving path of Allah, those who have sacrificed everything, those who gave preference for deen in every moment in their life. For sabiqoon, ulama akram give different explanation. One explanation, those people who immediately believed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and followed them. That means the ashab of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and all the other Anbiya. Another interpretation is that those people who gave preference to deen in every moment in their life, if there is battle between deen and whatever his choice, he will choose the deen. So Almighty Allah will give him. And their face will be the shining moon, like moon on the 14th night. This is the first step. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that. The Ahlul Jannah, the first Jannati, when he enters, his face will be like the first, the 14th night, the full moon. And the second group will be the most beautiful and the most shining star. And then after then, their beauty will be first. And they will have no beard. Nobody will have beard. And so there is a question, beard is sunnah here, but in Jannah no beard. You know, we have very difficult. You see, it looks, we look old and it looks a bit wild. Allahu Akbar. If we follow the sunnah here, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you beard. If you try, if you don't follow the sunnah, auzubillah, I don't know what will happen to you. Everything, if you, for example, the gold and silver, it is haram, we can't use, men can't use that, not silver, as a utensil. As your, I mean vessels, you can't use the gold and silver. It is haram. But in day of Qiyamah, in Jannah, it will be everything made of. Your cup, whatever you use, it will be made out of gold and silver. It is haram for us here, Almighty Allah has made us halal. So it's haram for us to look at all the women and enjoy all of them. No, it is haram. But in Jannati, Allah has made us halal for us. Allah has prepared, inna ansha'na'unna insha, faja'allahunna bakara. We have prepared them, we have created a special creation for them. It's a hurur. But it's haram. So if we stay away from here, Almighty Allah will give you that. But if we, na'udhu billah, we do the haram here, Almighty will deprive us. And they will have no beard. And the age will be between 30 and 35. Some narration it says 30 years, some narration says 35. And ulama karam gives an explanation why 30. That means in the Jannah there won't be any age because there is no day and night, nothing like that. But a 30 year old man, how strong, and he'll reach the peak of his youth. That is the peak of his youth, all those things he will have in their place. And the qalb, the heart of Ahlul Jannah, the Jannati will be like the qalb is tayyib, like the heart of a bird, it will be so soft. Birds have the most soft heart. With a big noise, they will die. Some birds, they will die just for the noise because the heart capacity can't take. So the Jannati will have so soft. There is no hatred in their heart. There is no any, you know, nothing in their heart. Just loving and caring, filled with them. Loving, caring. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they will never have any argument. Any disagreement, the heart will be karajulin wahid, like one person's heart. They'll be so united. They'll be so united, it's like one person's heart. Allahu Akbar. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carry on explaining about this. There's many hadith, even in the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it. And say, the eye of Jannati man, he still didn't start explaining the beauty of our women, you know, our wives. It will be like how when we put through ma' kuhul, it will be such a beautiful eye. Hey, daughter. No beard. Our face will be shine like moon. Eyes with kuhul. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful. What a handsome. And we'll enjoy. Not only that, that beauty will be there. In day of Qiyamah, there will be a market. Every week, once a week on Yawm al-Jum'ah, this, you know, market will take place. Everybody will have this. The shopkeepers are angels. And you know what we go and buy there? We go and buy beauty. When we go to that market and come home, our wives and our servants will say, "Oh, وَقَدْ زِدْتَ حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا." You have increased, Allah have increased your beauty, and Allah have increased your لَقَدْ حِسْتَ جَمَالًا وَحِسْنًا. So, there is no end for beauty. We can explain, the words will end, ears will get filled, but the beauty of Jannah is more than that. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَعَتْ وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا قَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. Nabi said, وَلَا يَتَغَوَّتُونَ وَلَا يَبُولُونَ. Jannati will have no nature call. They don't need to go to number one or number two. You can eat how much ever, whatever you want, Almighty Allah subhanahu. And what will be the means of, you know, this extra thing? We will get a sweat. Through sweat, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out of this. And the sweat will be fragrant. When we go closer, it won't stink. Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, we want to make ourselves good smelling. We have to keep on applying deodorant, spray ourselves, body spray, that, this. We are trying. But in Jannah, we don't need it. Almighty give fear. This will be the Jannati man, a huge fellow who can enjoy everything. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah will keep wanting him whatever he wants, whatever he wants. Now, a Jannati, Allahu Akbar, who made lot of sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَدْرَءُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ أُولَئِكَ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب. سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار. Jannati, a person who made a lot of sabr, he will give. He will be given the highest Jannah. The Jannah of his, all the Jannah, if you take all the Jannah and put into one, and it will be 10 times in bounty more than whatever other Jannati is Allah. 10 times more than that. And it will be said, what is the quality? It's very important. صَبَرُ بُتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. They made sabr for sake of Allah. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ. They established salah. وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. They have spent whatever Almighty Allah has given them, whatever wealth Allah has given them, they took on it. سِرَّ وَعَلَانِيَا. Secretly and publicly. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And not they exchange bad with good. If someone does something bad for you, you do good. And this will be the best and final award Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be the best and final award. Allahu Akbar. Now Jannati is there. He has entered. You can see the beauty of Jannah. Once you made day, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and say, Aradid, Aradid, Aradid. Everybody will say, Afala Aradhi. How can't we be? How can that we have given us so many things, we are really pleased? Can we be without pleasing? We have given everything, whatever we want. Allahu Akbar. In Kandul Uman, I said, after you enter, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will read Surah Ar-Rahman. Almighty will read Surah Ar-Rahman. Allahu Akbar. Those people who was using, listening to music and haram things here, they will be deprived of it. And the beauty, you will listen that, you will listen and you will go into a sleep. You will fall into a sleep, sleep for 1,000 years. And though ulama karam says, in this narration there is some weak narration, but for the sake of virtue we can use all this kind of narration. Such a beautiful, we will get the opportunity to hear. When you go in, we have this welcome speech and all those things. After that, they'll put a small music or something that we just relax. If we try to live our world here and Jannah, Almighty will deprive us. He's restricted. We can enjoy here, but in a restricted. It's not a place to have, to get whatever we desire. Allah will give us whatever we need here, not whatever we desire. In Jannah, Almighty will give you whatever you desire. Allahu Akbar. You are entered here, Almighty Allah, for this person who made lot of sabr, who strive in path of Allah, there will be a hoor, special hoor made for you. Her name is Aina. Allahu Akbar. And when he enter into one room, it will be said to him, your Aina is not here, go ahead. Go forward. With his anxiously, he's looking for his Aina, his wife, who Almighty Allah prepared for him. And in far distance, he will see next to a river, there'll be some girls, there'll be some young lady. He'll think, oh, one of them is my Aina. Because they are so beautiful. And they go closer to him, to be said to him, the person you are looking, not me, just go ahead. Like that he will pass 70 stages. He will see different beautiful women, enjoy all this beautiful thing, environment and the sceneries, everything. And when he goes there, Allahu Akbar, another very important thing, when we go in the street, if we enjoy the beauty of this woman, na'udhu billah, Allah will deprive us. Allah will deprive them. So we have to protect. Allah says in Holy Quran, protect the eye. Lower your gaze. You have to lower your gaze. And you will enter into a room. In that room there will be more than 70,000 servants around her. 70,000 around her. A huge high bed, she'll be sitting up and say, oh, I was waiting for you for so long, why did you delay? I was waiting for you for so long, what's wrong, why did you delay? Allahu Akbar. Soon as he enter there, he will stand there, for thousands of years he will enjoy just looking at her. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, holy in, they are see to, you can see right through. We can see everything in there. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi said they will have huge eyes, beautiful huge eyes. And they will always smell, there's no, you know, our ladies, if they don't bath for 2 or 3 days, na'udhu billah, we want to go closer. We'll never go closer. But Allahu Akbar, Allah has made, prepare all this. And we just will enjoy that. In Jannah, there is just enjoyment. Nothing else. There is no pain, sorrow, nothing. When you enter there, In Surah Rahman, Allah said, every Jannati will be given two gardens. In one garden, the trees will be made out of gold, and another garden, the tree will be made out of silver. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, there will be a tree in Jannah. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ شَجَرًا يَسِيرُ رَاكِبُ ظِلُّهَا مِئَةَ عَامٍ لَا يَقْطَعُهَا وَلَا لِقَابُ قَوْسٍ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allahu Akbar. The shade of the tree, if a traveler travels in the high-speed horse, that is the Arabian horse which runs the fastest horse for 100 years, the shade of that tree will never end. Such a huge tree. And all the fruits will be hanging in the tree. Another very important, if you go through, enjoy Jannah, Allah give very importantly three things. Enjoy Jannah goes around. Allah will give you a Jannah garden, greenery, waterfalls and rivers. Beautiful face, women and beautiful face. And beautiful noise. This is the fourth thing what you, if you go around all the enjoyment, this will be the main. Allah referred to Jannah as Jannah means the garden. Allahu Akbar. Once you sit there, you will be in one Jannah and you are looking out of a window. There will be windows in Jannah. From one side when you see, the river of wine will be flowing. From another side if you look, river of milk will be flowing. Another side, the river of honey will be flowing. Allahu Akbar, you don't need to consume that. By just looking at that, you will enjoy. For years and years. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Holy Quran, Ashabul Yameen, Ma Ashabul Yameen, Fi Sidrim Maqdood, Wa Talhim Mandood, Wa Dillim Mamdood, Wa Ma'im Maskook, Wa Fakihatin Kashira. This whole ayah, for Ashabul Yameen, after the Sabiqoon, after the first category enters, Ashabul Yameen, the companions of right, they will enter. In their matter, Allah says, وَظِلِّ مَمْدُودِ, long, never-ending shade will be given for them. وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ, and flowing water will be given. This is the enjoyment. This is the nature. And we feel that when we go somewhere, there is, alhamdulillah, yesterday I was coming from Hammamdhotar. There is a small, channel. Every day we take bath at home. We take a shower. But when I just dip in and came out, it's a great difference. It's a big different day. You feel so relaxed. You feel so relaxing, and your body feels so comfortable. And this is in dunya. What about in akhirah? This is in dunya. Then what about the river in akhirah? So Almighty Allah is just the nature. Everything, whatever you desire, the fruits what you want, the meat what you want, the flesh what you want, the beauty what you want, everything will be given to you. Every single thing will be given to you. And then this Hoor al-Ain will start singing. Aina will start singing. Allahu Akbar. You have enjoyed more than 1,000 years just her beauty. Now you will enjoy her voice for more than 1,000 years. And there will be, her servants will be sitting, standing around and playing guitar. What we're trying here, we disobey Almighty Allah to give this, to get this kind of enjoyment. But we don't get happiness here. Allah has prepared for you. Allah has kept for you. Start playing the guitar. For thousands of years you will be enjoying. Then this Hoor, What will be their speech? They will always say, Salaam alaikum, peace be upon you, peace be upon you. They will never talk anything, you know, rubbish or nonsense. Always they will be here for you. Allah has made us. Then there is always a question, what will happen for our wives? You know, here if you get married second time, you're in trouble. So what happened then? You have thousands, 7,000 servants, 700 wives. Allahu Akbar. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all this hurl-een, she will be the queen. She will be the head. And she has beauty of all of them. She has the beauty of all of them. Because normally if you take women, they like, if you have one wife, they want to be smarter than that wife. They always want to be smarter. That's why they spend by thousands of rupees and rands on to their beauty. All these things, because they want to look always beautiful. They want to look always young. They want to be always smarter than other ladies. Impress you. Allah will give you. They will be there. All the other wives and all the other rules, they will be her servant, Allah. Allah will give it. Allah will grant it. But she has to be a good wife. She has to help each other. She has to help you in daily matters. Wake you up in tahajjud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for a woman, a wife, who wakes you up in tahajjud by just sprinkling some water. These kind of wives will kill you. All this enjoyment, we are enjoying, having all this happiness. Suddenly what will happen? When we have a discussion, suddenly we think, oh, there was a brother with me in Jannah, in dunya. What happened to him? He was arguing with me, was not making salah. What happened to him? What happened to him? When you discuss, Almighty Allah will give you opportunity. There will be one window, through that window you can see Jahannam. Through that window you can see the Jahannam. So then you will be entire and you will ask Allah, oh Allah, please show me what is this condition, because you are discussing about it. Allah will show you the Jahannam. Na'udhu Billah. The azab of Jahannam, our topic is not Jahannam. When you see the punishment, what is happening, so many years of enjoyment you will forget in a moment. Just in a second, soon as you see the Jahannam, you will forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately will cover that and give you the enjoyment again. So on the discussion day, the Sahaba karam, and the Malaika, the Rasul Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they will be in higher rank. Then we have a desire, they help us. What are they getting there? Can't we go and just look there? Just get a chance to visit them? Allahu Akbar. We are in our Jannah. For so much of enjoyment, that is our nature. You know, when we have enjoyment, when we have a normal car, after another car comes, his car is a beautiful car. But your car is not beautiful for you. Look at another person's car, that car is beautiful. This is how human beings mind. Allah has given you everything in your Jannah. But you can't wait, you want to see what is there. Allah will grant you that. According to your amal, you will get granted. You will get permission to visit. Some people visit every day. They will go and visit Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam every day. Some people will be invited by Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam for every breakfast. Some will get once a week, some will get once a month, some will get only one chance. When they enter Jannah, only once they can go and visit. Because of less amal. How you have wealth here, you work hard, you say we work hard and get this money, when we have money we can get what we want. Likewise in Jannah, you work hard here, do ibadat, make sabr, spend whatever wealth Almighty Allah has given you, perform continuously. Then Almighty will give. This is the wealth. in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the most beautiful Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, the Sahaba karam asked, this will be for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why? Is it not only for Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam? And said, those who make sabr, and this ayah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported, sabr butigha wajih rabbihim, wa aqama salah, wa anfaqu mimma razaqna. Allahu Akbar, after they visit Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, just by entering the door, it is long, you know, 1.5 hours, 2 hours is not enough. You can speak about Jannah for years and years and months. Because ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب. You have enjoyment and you don't want to come out, but you have to go out of it. Visit them, then you will have a desire to see Almighty Allah. This will be your desire. Tamanna. Then Almighty Allah will ask him, أرضيت أرضيت أرضيت. Then Almighty will give an announcement. After giving all this enjoyment, whatever the Quran says and whatever the Ahadith says, given everything, Almighty says, "Uhilla alaykum ridwani, fala asfutu ba'di abada." This is the most great advantage what Allah has given you. That is the ridwan. Allah will be pleased with you. Allah will announce, "I am pleased with all of you. I will never ever get angry with you." Sahaba karam got this thing in this world, I think. Allah will announce it, "Uhilla alaykum ridwani, fala asqutu ba'di abada." After this, I will never get angry with any one of you. My ridwan, my please, my happiness is halal for all of you. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a chance to see the wajh of Allah, liqa of Almighty Allah, to meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, some of them will get chance every week to see, every day, every week, every once a month. That is the most greatest ni'mah. And by just looking at the light, before Almighty Allah, now everybody, all the Jannati, this is the first time, after Allah has given everybody, first time Almighty Allah is going to show him for Jannah. Everybody will be in one Maidan, in one ground, and waiting anxiously, looking for Allah. Praise Allah! And noor and light will just start coming. They will keep on looking at that and enjoying the light for thousands of years. Just the noor. Then only Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal it. Allahu Akbar. This is the most greatest moment. All of us are waiting for this. This is the liqa'ullah, to meet Almighty Allah, opportunity of meeting one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us. May Allah give us this opportunity. That is the most. That means in this world, we are striving, making sabr, everything for Allah, which is anti. We are saying there is Allah. Our belief is trust on something. Our entire effort was based on it. We shed our blood. We were sweating, doing everything for sake of that Allah. And what a great enjoyment you will get at that. Just for example, for a long time, you didn't see your mom. Or for a long time, you didn't see your wife. For a long time, you didn't see your son. After the years and years, if you see your mother, or son, your wife, what a great happiness. That's in this dunya. That is only mother. That is only your son. This is Allah. Your entire life is based on Allah. We are doing everything for Allah. What a great happiness. Allah will give this time. and there is no way. Allah, then Allah will reply, Rahilla alaykum ridwani, fala asfutu ba'di abada. Allah gave this Sahaba Karam in this world because they worked so hard. They worked so hard. In the Jannati, after seeing Almighty Allah, they all will get back and wait for the next day, the next opportunity. Anxiously waiting for the next day. So they will forget all the other enjoyment. They had women, wife, food, everything will be nothing for them. After seeing Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after looking at Almighty Allah, every single thing will be nothing. Because that was the ultimate. That is the ultimate. All of us are waiting for it. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Jannah, you know, you can describe the cup what you're going to get, the soil of Jannah, you can go over and over and over and over. And if I want to say short form, the beauty of Jannah, you sit in the place and imagine this, that, everything, whatever you get in your mind, it is more than that. And the pleasure of Jannah is the same. No, nowadays we want to be everything remote control, you know. Try, we sit here while you're watching TV, all the nonsense, that also we don't want to make some effort, we want to sit here and just press. Just lay down and press. That's what we like. Allah will give. Everything is control, nothing. You don't need to press, just think it will be in front of you. Just have to imagine it will be in front of you. There is no, sometimes you are looking, you want to change something, do something, looking for your remote, you get angry. Where is this bloody remote? Some of the business. And we start, because we get angry, we start swearing, saying all these things, just because we want that comfort. But in Jannah, nothing. Everything Allah. There is no effort need to be. You want to go there, you want to see there, you want to fly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take. Allah will take all around. You'll be pleased always. Salam, salam. Every time, salam alaikum, salam alaikum. That's why in some narration you say, one of the signs of Jannati in this world, that they'll be frequently saying salam. That's why when we meet each other, we have to always say salam. Because this is a Jannati's habit. Say salam khudmi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after giving everything, even the rilwan of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be only one sad thing, sorrow in our heart, that is about the time we have spent in this world without the zikrullah. Without the zikrullah. And the only ibadat we'll do in Jannah is praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we breathe, we will praise Almighty Allah when we live out. And in one hadith it said, Bukrata wa ashiya, in the morning and evening. The morning and evening, there is no morning and evening in Jannah. It said, in the front of Arsh of Almighty Allah, a screen will be put on. When the screen will be rolled out, then you know it is morning. When it is being rolled back again, then it will be evening. So through that only our day will be passed. Through that screen the day will be passed. Screen will be put out and then it will be taken off. Then the day, morning and evening, not only that, every breath will be praising Almighty Allah. Like I said, just you enter, just looking at the beauty, we will praise Almighty Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allazi sadaqana. He is the greatest. So Jannati will have sad and sorrow about this. What happened? Why didn't I make it up? And looking at the higher rank will have this reward. And a Jannati who went to Jahannam and came, A'udhu Billah, Allah should save all of us, he will have a sign in his head that he was in Jahannam. So all the other Jannatis will look him, just, you know, he was in Jahannam. So all the enjoyment what he has, he can't enjoy because of that. He'll ask Almighty Allah, "Oh Allah, you have given me so much of bounties, why can't you take this decision?" Allah will take that also. Allah will remove all of it. See, what a mercy, what a great mercy of Almighty Allah. That means Almighty Allah prepared the Jannah. And when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared the Jannah and asked Jibreel alayhi salam to just have a look, Jibreel alayhi salam said, "If human being comes to know what Jannah contains, what is it, the beauty of the Jannah and the pleasure of Jannah, everybody, they will strive and make effort to enter it." Sahaba akram knew that. Sahaba akram, when they were going in jihad, Ya habbaza al-jannatu wa iqtirabuha, they were saying, "What a beauty of the Jannah and what a fragrance of it." They felt that in this world. They felt it. They were going forward in jihad. When they do ibadat, they used to keep that front of them. That's why they say, doing ibadat, iman and ihtisab. Doing ibadat with having this ihtisab. What is the reward we're going to get from them? So all these things we can obtain. Allahu Akbar. I can speak over and over, it never ends. But very important is that we cannot enter Jannah while we're having sin. On where it says, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ. Compete each other in seeking forgiveness. And not only that, compete each other to obtain Jannah. To get the Jannah, have a competition between you. And have competition in making asking maghfirah from Almighty Allah. Because the forgiveness is very, Allah has to forgive us for us to enter Jannah. Every ayah in Holy Quran, Almighty yaghfir lakum zunubakum wa yudakhilukum. Allah, I will forgive your sin and Allah, I will enter you in. So if you have sin, if it is obey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, we will be deprived. We have to enter Jannah, so we have to be sin. We have to compete each other in asking forgiveness. We are human beings, all of us, we all make mistakes. But we should not do the same mistake over and over and over and over. Over and over is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, a small hadith, about the Jannah, the taqat and strength a man will have in Jannah. 100 men's quwwah, 100 men's taqat for one man. Comes in Tirmidhi Sharif, 100 men's quwwah, the power of 100 men, one man. In this world, what are we trying? Why do we disobey Almighty Allah? For power, wealth, beauty, enjoyment, comfort. You see, all the battles, war, everything for these kind of things, for power, for the women, for wealth. But it's not going. Nobody took care of it. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in Jannah free of it. But you have to strive here. All of us have to make effort. All of us have to make effort with this. And if you describe, over-describe, I just mentioned only a couple of ahadith. There is over 40 ahadith, the kitab in front of me, there is over 40 hadith about the jinn. Different hadith explaining about the beauty of the soil, beauty of the cup. But the object is that we have to understand Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us a beauty and a pleasure and a leisure in the Jannah that our mind cannot imagine. Our eyes haven't seen, our ears haven't heard. That means Nabi says, "Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun samiat, wa la khatay ala qalbi bashar." However, for almost 1.5 hours we are listening for this beauty of Jannah. Nabi said, "Wa la udhunun samiat, no ears have heard." Whatever we heard, what a beauty is that. How nice, we can speak about this over and over. And we said, wala udhrun sami'a, no ears have heard that. And while we're sitting here, how many different things we have imagined? Nabi said, no mind imagined. Allahu Akbar, Allah has kept this Jannah for mu'min. Allah has prepared this Jannah for us. And we have to become the Jannati. Ahlul Jannah. So we have to make little bit standing in Sahaj, making a salah on time, spending the wealth Allah has given you. Because, na'udhu billah, if Allah starts asking, if Allah starts a reckoning question by us, halaka, halaka. Nabi said, make dua for what? For the hisaba yaseera, for the easy question from Almighty Allah, easy reckoning from Almighty Allah. And ask, what is the easy reckoning? Almighty Allah will take our deed. Just look here and I'll decide for you. This is the easiest. If Almighty Allah start asking question by us, what did you do? How did you spend your youth? Almighty ask the question. Na'udhu billah. Halaka. Nabi said, he'll become halak. Destruction. So, maybe 20 years, 70 years, 50 years of our life we have spent. We know even before that what is the Jannah, the beauty of Jannah. But we make less effort from it. Alhamdulillah, whoever organized this program, this is the maqsad, this is the nubuwwat, the mission of the nubuwwat. Continuously reminding people about the Jannah, about Jahannam, about the hereafter life. To remind us that there is a great beauty and a pleasure Almighty Allah has prepared for us. So don't disobey Allah. Allah will give you that. And if you disobey, there is severe punishment. There is hellfire prepared for you. So please don't disobey. I said that the Jannati, if you look at the Jahannami, the azab, the amount of azab, all this pleasure you will forget in a moment. And the question, in Salat, all these things, reason, this is the mission of the Lord. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity. May Allah grant us the Jannat al-Firdaus. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you ask for Jannah, you ask for Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us from those people, Ashab al-Jameen, the companions of right hand, and enter the Jannat al-Firdaus and get the liqa of Almighty Allah and get all the pleasure of Jannah without even getting deprived of any of the pleasures of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيدا وفعنا يا كريم يا رحيم يا الله اللهم لك الحمد كله اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين 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 ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم يا مغلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرا اللهم ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا اللهم ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد Oh Allah, we heard the beauty and the pleasure of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we all are sinners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. And made us worthy to enter Jannah al-Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are human beings, Ya Allah. We have been created from you, Ya Allah. Allah, guide us in straight path, Ya Allah. Allah, please guide us, Ya Allah. Please guide us, Ya Allah.
Without your guidance, Ya Allah, we can't reach the Jannah, Ya Allah. Without your guidance, Ya Allah, we can't reach the Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the enjoyment of this world, Ya Allah, make us those people who are not going to be deceived from this enjoyment of this world, Ya Allah. Make us those who have desire to enter Jannah, Ya Allah. Make us those people who are going to strive to skip the Jannah to those, Ya Allah. Ya Liqa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinning continuously, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Holy Quran, you have said, Ya Allah. For the sinners, Ya Allah, the Jannah is deprived, Ya Allah. When we do your haram, Ya Allah, we have been deprived of this beautiful Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in every moment in our life, we are sinning, Ya Allah. In the business, we are included haram, Ya Allah. In our family life, we are mixed with haram, Ya Allah. Allah, please guide us, Ya Allah. Help us to come out of this haram, Ya Allah. And lead a halal and obedient life to you, Ya Allah. And the flow of the Sunnah of Allah, Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I don't know what to ask, Ya Allah. But you know what to give, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know what to ask, Ya Allah. You know what to give, Ya Allah. You're the best giver, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please overlook us, Ya Allah. Make rahmah upon us, Ya Allah. Make our end result easy, Ya Allah. Make our hisab easy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our sakhrat easy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us those people who are going to strive in path of Allah, Ya Allah. In your path, Ya Allah, for the sake of deen, Ya Allah. Base our entire life, for the sake of deen, Ya Allah. For the sake of your pleasure, liqa and your ridwan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please accept this dua, Ya Allah. And all the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ya Allah. And give us the barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. And give us the opportunity to strive like Sahaba Karam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please accept this dua, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna ma kana saliha wa aslih lana ma kana fasida. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna wa aghfir lana ya maulana innaka anta as-tawwabur rahim. صلى الله تعالى وسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليه سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Please, in the moment the Adhan will be called, so please sit, everybody sit there quietly and give hearing for Adhan. For the benefit of Adhan, you take all the way. Everybody sit there, inshallah. And after the Adhan, you can go for your knee. Jazakumullah.